Okay, in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 14, and this also, the Rebbe is dealing about still in this letter about that Mifza Sinai. We had the situation Israel was in at the time, and a lot of the Hasidim were drafted into this. We learned about before. So let's see what the Rebbe writes. So the Rebbe is writing over here, Baruch Hashem, the 29th of Kislev, Toshin Yuzayim, Brooklyn, Avosi V'chosid, activist, Rav Polin, man of many, many deeds, Moshe Zev Shichish Yaroslavsky. Shalom Avrocha. Peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I am confirming receiving your letter from 18th of Kislev, together with the Pidyon Nefesh, that's the redemption of no soul, the redemption of no soul that was enclosed there, which will be read during an auspicious time on the holy Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles here. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you've already returned home safely. Because, again, this is talking about that Mifsa Sinai, where they were drafted. So the Rebbe says, you came home safely. And the Rebbe says, you utilized your visits in the places you were to strengthening Yiddishkeit and spreading it also there, which also includes aspects of the inner part of Torah, which is Chassidus, the teaching of Chassidus, the directive and its customs. So the Rebbe says there is a very special advantage in these places. You know, when you go out, you go out into in the army, you meet there with people from different places. You know, we have all different places coming together. And when you impact them, you influence them in a major change for the positive, for the good, so that change also reaches to the places where they go to, those people. So it's an opportunity for you to reach a whole new area, because you meeting a lot of people, if you are able to change them around for the positive, for the good, you know, bring them closer to Yiddishkeit, and they come home, they'll change around their places as well. Especially, the Rebbe said, these are days that are very auspicious, the days of the month of Kislev, and of them, Yud and Yutes Kislev, and Chanukah, days of Chanukah, as the Mittler Rebbe's freedom, the Alter Rebbe's freedom, Yutes Kislev, and the days of Chanukah, for influencing as such. So the Rebbe is confirming that he came back and he got his letter, and the Rebbe says, sure, he came back home safely, but, and the Rebbe was complaining before, how come people don't tell him that they came home safely? They all write and they won't go out to war, they don't say, but, so the Rebbe says, sure, you've come home safely, but the Rebbe says, I'm sure you also utilized to teach people Torah, Yiddishkeit, Chassidus, when you were there. And the Rebbe says there's an advantage. When you're there, you meet a lot of people, and if you can change them and you take the opportunity, then they go home and brings a change in all their place where they come from. And the Rebbe says, I pray, Yerotzen, that you should occupy yourself in this, fitting to the lessons of the days of Chanukah, that you need to continue adding and going with light that comes from pure oil, that's the Nes of Chanukah, to keep on bringing light to the world, light from pure oil, until you can shine, you'll illuminate the entrance of your house on the outside. When the sun sets, when it gets dark, that's when you light the Chanukah candle to lighten up the darkness, as our sages of blessed memory use the language that you should light it ad de kalya rigla de tarmidoi. The tarmidoi were a nation that they would provide some of the wood for people. They'd come home, they needed light, so they were like, the last one is in the marketplace. So the light should be lighting until on the outside, until the feet of these Tarmudoi, until they're finished, they're no longer outside, then there's nobody there basically to light it for, because then everybody's gone home. So there's nobody on the outside anymore. But the hint, what is the, they're called Tarmudoi, that's the name, that's the nations, that's their name. But the hint, based on what's explained in the Talmud about the Bnei Tarmud, this is the Gemara in Yevamos and also in Bereishis Rabba, that it comes from the language of rebellions. Tarmud Oisyes Meiredes. It has the same letter as Meiredes, which means you want to have that light until you illuminate even the rebellious, even the Meiredes, even the Tarmudoi, which is the same letters, meaning even them. And a Yid has the ability to destroy and remove this rebellious, that spirit totally, by spreading the light of Torah and the luminary of Torah, which is Pnimis at the inner part of Torah. And the Rebbe concludes with a blessing for Hatzlach and all the above. So the Rebbe is confirming this letter. The Rebbe says that he's happy that he's assuming that he came home in peace, Baruch Hashem. And the Rebbe tells him the opportunity that he has when he was in that place. So it's an opportunity. And the Rebbe says that these are the days on Hanukkah, which we keep on growing. And the Rebbe says, on the outside, in the dark places, the Meiredes, the Tarmudoi, even the rebellious, we have the power to do away with all the objections, with all the negativity, by lighting and spreading the light of Torah and Chassidus, and illuminating the world, and that way making, getting rid of the rebellious level of the Torah. Okay.